Now, Josh, firstly, congrats on the win. Secondly, how's that ankle? You look a little bit ginger.
Yeah, I feel a bit ginger, actually. It's something I've been dealing with for the past second half of the year. Ready to go, get it taken care of after the season, but we've got hopefully three more games to get through, so just trying to manage it as best we can, and that's basically all it is.
Josh, well done tonight. It was an emphatic win. Was it frustrating in the first half? You seemed to control things but just couldn't sneak away.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was frustrating. I mean, you have to understand, in finals, and North Melbourne have been a really plucky side. Well, probably, that's probably not giving them enough credit, but they've won plenty of finals in the last couple of seasons. So it wasn't like we're just going to come out here and now going to roll over and going to win by 20 goals. I know the margin grew in the end, but we certainly understood that their best football was going to give us some trouble.
No, but I mean, in terms of control, you certainly controlled things in the first half, but you scored 6-10 and there were a number of opportunities missed that might have seen you, instead of two goals in front, sort of three and four or five goals in front at half time, and that was the challenge, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right, and it is a difficult thing to deal with sometimes when particularly for the guys that actually set it up, they work incredibly hard to get us those shots on goal, and when we're unable to capitalise, it can be a little bit deflating, but credit to the guys that missed shots and the work that was done upfield. We stuck to our guns and, we turned it around. I think must have kicked really accurately in the second half.
Conversely, though, Josh, your sides know that they don't want to give you free balls over the back where you're running in the goals and you kick a lot from about 15 out. North Melbourne, they just couldn't score. So that dominance that you got from your defence holding, and then coming through midfield, to me, that might have been the frustrating part, that, they didn't look like scoring, but you were just missing those opportunities.
Yeah, that's right. And we certainly felt like, the game was more so on our terms than theirs. And, it sounds like that's what it looked like from where you guys were.
Yep.
You just got to stick to your guns, and no one ever goes out and deliberately misses shots for goal and things like that. But we just had to stick to our guns, and eventually, the dam all burst.
It's good to see the Crouch boys now just getting to that midfield, taking a lot of pressure off them. The Sloanes and Thompsons, who have done it for so long, and I know they're still good players, but they've added a bit of depth there now that other sides have to be wary of a higher number in midfield.
Yeah, and we just had to, Matt's hasn't had any sort of injury issues, but he's still such a young player, and he's continuing to grow, and Brad's the one that we've always wanted to get on the park and get some continuity, because he adds a different dynamic. We've got plenty of inside mids, but he's inside out. He can actually run away from stoppage and use a bit of burst, and he's a guy that we've been really keen on trying to get him out in the park. But young guys that sometimes struggle with their body, you can't rush them, and it can be frustrating, but we're starting to reap the rewards for giving him the time that he needed.
And Josh, interested to hear how Brody Smith's regarded internally, because lots of talk this week about Rory Sloane coming back into the Adelaide team and what a difference he would make, but Smith was outstanding tonight. How do you rate him internally?
Yeah, we understand that the more we can get the ball in Brody's hands, the better we're going to be off, because he's one of the guys that has the capability of breaking the line, and when we do get out the back, often he's the guy that's delivering that ball 60 metres in the air, and we saw a few long goals from him tonight. But yeah, I think he had 30 disposals, and times, whenever he has numbers like that, we're going to be in a good position to win plenty of games.
Hey, Josh, just before we let you go, there was a lot of, contention about the bye last week and whether or not they should have it before the finals. How did it fare, not only for you personally, but for the boys?
Personally, I couldn't be more of a fan. May not have been out there if there wasn't a bye last week. And I know across the competition, across the finals sides, that it mightn't be the greatest thing for the fans and for the public who want the footy to roll on. But I think we get the ability to get all the players that deserve to be playing out there. So that's from an insider club. That's what we take from it.
It was a fantastic performance tonight. The Swans await in a semi-final next weekend. Good luck, and thanks for your time on 3AW.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.